are there different types of waterfalls or white water? What would that mean to you?
White water, I don't know. I've never heard that term.
Okay.
I would suppose just clear, wouldn't you think just plain clear water?
Okay.
Plain
what about,
water.
What about a waterfall?
Waterfall?
Are there different types of waterfalls?
Well, I don't know. There's those falls in the canyon in Yellowstone. I've seen them, and I've seen... have you ever been in Watkins Glen in New York State? You ought to see that.
Okay.
That was one of the... And I was able to walk when we saw that, but that was a small stream. But maybe you don't... But anyway, we went up and come down there in little falls. You'd even... Where you walked the path, you'd even go in back. It was under that fall. But that, well, a fall is something the water comes down over something. That's a fall. I know that.
Okay. What's these things that bloom outside? Those are called.
Well, there's all kinds of wild flowers.
Okay. Could you mention maybe five
or
six?
Oh, land. There's some that grows in the mountain. There's lupine, and there's Indian paintbrush. That's our state flower. I love it. It's a red flower. Oh, and there's all kinds of flowers. I wouldn't begin to tell you
okay.
the names of flowers that grow wild
okay.
here.
What about the difference between a rock and a stone? What is the difference?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Would that be, would you maybe think of a stone being smaller?
Okay.
There's huge rocks, you
I
know,
see.
And there's sandstone, what they call out here in the hills, the different types of rocks.
So
a sandstone is something that's not as solid as a rock, you might say, like
okay.
these boulders that grow
now,
along.
If you were to go outside and throw one or the other, which
yeah,
would
well,
throw?
That would be a rock. I would smaller rock.
Okay. Let's go through these quite rapidly. We're on society here. A woman who loses her husband, she is called a...
Well, she's a widow, of course.
Okay. And the child that's not recognized by its father is a... Or parents aren't married when the child is
well,
born.
Well, it's an illegitimate or a bastard. That's all I know. Poor
okay.
little things. There's really plenty of them in the world.
And a noisy party they have after a couple gets married?
Chivalry. They used to have chivalry. Is that what you mean?
Uh-huh.
People would come and pound in cans and oh, do all sorts of things.
Okay. Was it a sign of approval or disapproval?
Well, yes. It was just to have fun, you
okay.
know.
Okay.
Maybe they'd make the groom... get out and do something or come up down here in the bar and treat them to drinks and all that. I can remember that. It was when women didn't go. My oldest brother, I was telling Mona about that a while ago, and women didn't go in the bar those days. But my sister and I, we went in the bar and we knew he was the bartender real well, and we had to drink a lemonade or something.
Okay.
Women didn't go in bars those days.
What's this thing called that you blow
on
your...
Oh, a mouth harp or harmonica. My oldest brother used to play
Which would you call it, probably?
Oh, I think the more common was called a mouth harp, but
okay.
they're a harmonica.
And on it you could play?
You could play. You could play any kind if you just, it was all, it's nothing, I don't think there's ever any notes. It's just, you're just natural that you could play it, you just blow on it.
Okay. But if you were to play tunes, you could say you could make beautiful...
music.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one of these things where kids could... they have a fulcrum in the middle and a board, and once it's on
teeter totter.
Okay. And when you'd have a chicken dinner, maybe the kids would play a game, they'd get a bone and break it.
Oh, that was wish on the wishbone, that's
okay.
what it was.
Who would win?
Well, whoever got the largest piece of wishbone, as I remember, was supposed
okay.
to get his wish.
And a term you might use for hauling something or for carrying something, would you always use the word carry or other words? For example, if you're going to lift this turntable here, you would say, would you say carry or tote or heft? Or?
Well, it's tote if you want to, or carry it would be carry it, you know, if you're going to move it by hand, like a couple of people, or what you'd, maybe you might say you'd tote it out or you'd carry it out, or
okay.
as far as I know, that's